Thank you, Ambassador. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, my name is Gwenda Fong, and I am a director at the Aging Planning Office in the Ministry of Health. I would like to respond to the queries raised by delegates from several countries, such as Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, and Cambodia, on the rights of older persons in Singapore. Like the rest of Asia, Singapore's population is aging. In 2015, 1 in 8 Singaporeans was 65 or older. By 2030, it will be 1 in 4. Aging need not be associated with decline, nor does an aging population need to be a silver tsunami. Aging is a multifaceted issue that encompasses both health and social aspects. While we plan ahead to meet the needs of an aging population, we also want to advocate a more positive mindset about population aging to leverage the opportunities in longevity. As a society, we have a better chance at meaningful and productive longevity if we hold a positive view about older persons, and if the young and society as a whole value the experience and contributions of our seniors. In anticipation of the needs of an aging population, Singapore has planned ahead to increase the capacity and improve the affordability of health and aged care services. I am pleased to inform the delegate from Brunei Darussalam that all Singapore residents have universal access to subsidized healthcare services at public healthcare institutions. In November last year, we enhanced our national insurance healthcare insurance scheme known as MediShield Life, which provides universal health coverage for life with better benefits. This is regardless of age or pre-existing conditions. This provides Singaporeans with greater peace of mind that they will be able to afford healthcare when they need it. The government also provides additional help for the elderly and the less well-off by making contributions to the medical savings accounts regularly, especially in years with strong fiscal surpluses. The good news is that Singaporeans are not only living longer, but also staying healthy for longer. Therefore, as a nation, we have embarked on efforts to shift the national conversation on aging and are making comprehensive plans to enable our citizens to fully maximize their longer life years. Our older citizens should remain active, valued, and fully participating citizens in our society. This is our vision, a nation for all ages, one where our population can collectively translate longevity into a positive force for social and economic development. We launched a whole-of-government effort and consulted thousands of Singaporeans, including a number of non-governmental organizations, in a conversation on aging. The result is an action plan for successful aging launched last August. This action plan includes more than 70 initiatives in 12 areas to help Singaporeans age confidently, lead active lives, and build strong bonds with their families and communities. There are three key thrusts. First, we will create a conducive workplace for all ages. Singapore plans to further extend the re-employment age from 65 to 67 by 2017. We have initiatives to support employers to redesign jobs for seniors and create age-friendly workplaces. The delegates from Belarus and Ethiopia spoke on continued education for our citizens throughout life. We are indeed launching a new National Silver Academy, which will bring diverse learning opportunities to our seniors. Such initiatives will allow our citizens to continue learning regardless of age and to maximize employability throughout their longer lifespans. Second, we are reorganizing our healthcare system to place a higher emphasis on preventive health and making the delivery of healthcare services more appropriate for our aging population. This is to extend the healthy years of Singaporeans. In parallel, we are also building a robust home and community care ecosystem, which includes tapping on volunteers to support our seniors to age in place for as long as possible. Third, we are committed to build a nation for all ages. This includes a systematic refresh to make our city infrastructure, such as our housing estates, transport system, public spaces, and parks, more senior friendly. We have also planned a network of active aging centres in the community that will provide a range of social activities for our seniors. This way, we hope our seniors will stay physically, cognitively, and socially active and healthy. Mr. President, Singapore respects the rights and dignity of our seniors, all of whom have played an important part in our nation building. Belgium and Norway submitted advanced questions, and Poland and Slovenia asked about invitations to special rapporteurs. Singapore is pleased to have invited the independent expert on the enjoyment of all human rights by older persons to visit Singapore. We look forward to welcoming her. Thank you, Mr. President. I would now like to turn the floor to Ms. Ang Bee-lien from the Ministry of Social and Family Development.